a mysterious string of suicides brings an unlikely team of heroes together. But can they succeed and put those tortured souls to rest? Join the Strand Gamers Local Division as we play a homebrew campaign of the Supernatural RPG.
Alright, welcome to episode 2 of Supernatural RPG.
After an hour of talking about terrible movies and remakes before the game.
It happens.
Hey, we had delicious food.
This week on the cooking channel, Georgie has made a wonderful some kind of cheesy
scalloped potatoes.
Yeah, it came out waterier because I probably messed up the cheese sauce I made, but
It was so good.
Yeah, it was tasty.
So I am Aaron. I'm your GM, whatever. Not really many dungeons in this game.
Well, you can change that.
I could.
Yeah, we could be, you know, exploring some sort of tomb or something.
Or like somebody has a dungeon under their house.
Yeah. I am John. I will be playing your healer / womanizer.
Because that goes hand in hand.
No, I think the women like it, and womanizer tends to have negative kind of vibe to it.
I get to say, trust me, I'm a doctor. And wait, actually follow through.
You're not a doctor.
You're an EMT.
Close enough.
Medical professional.
Are you just taking their temperature or something?
Yeah, that's right. Just open wide.
No, not there. No.
Wider. Wider.
Well, we've hit rock bottom already.
Explicit warning. Explicit warning.
We can keep going down. And down, and going down, and up and down. So I'm Chris. I'm playing the gun-toting Russian monk.
I am Georgie. I'm playing the kind of haunted and, you know, mystical goth girl. Yep.
I am Nick. I am playing the bruiser and good old Texan boy, Luke Marshall.
All right. And when we last left our heroes, they had most of them for some reason had gone to the strange, almost arrested Russian apartment or a hotel room and slept there apparently. Right? Yeah.
I'm a moocher.
That night.
I'm a moocher.
You're a butcher. Yeah. John had...
You're also not pregnant.
He also didn't expect me to strip and, like, you know, suck him off either, so...
Keep digging.
He was at least innuendo before.
No, we're past that.
I think we moved beyond that point in our relationship.
John had... gone home with a
slut, I believe is the term.
A loose woman from the bar.
No, it's a woman of negotiable morals. negotiable ethics, whatever.
No morals, I negotiable think. Virtue.
Yes, that's the one. You're looking at the one I'm looking for.
Alright.
Do you pay for it?
No, I'm pretty, I don't have to pay for it.
They pay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how he really makes his money.
Mm-hmm.
He just drives around that ambulance. Well, it's actually just a bed and bag.
Yeah, he actually stole the ambulance. And yeah. He just likes to wear the uniform because it gets him chicks.
All right. So, series of murders, or suicides.
The DM said it's murder.
Yeah.
We're done.
Murder.
Yes.
Case closed. Something or someone killed them.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah. So a series of 3 suicides that have been fairly conspicuous.
Did someone chew on that one?
No, it's like 20 years old.
Just from rolling it. I don't know, maybe Cole got a hold of it at one point.
No, it would be differently.
Or more Alex.
Oh, but the wear is all on the edges, it's none on the interior.
That's true.
It's just been rattling around dice bags for years and years and years.
So, suicides. And since you just met, you guys don't know a whole lot about him yet. Mm-hmm. So, it is morning on what I'm going to call the first day.
Second day?
No, it's the first day.
Ooh. First full day.
First day of doing
it. It was already
things.
Like 6 p.m. before you guys met.
Mm-hmm. And Georgie, I should remind you that your character has to be the smart one. So.
Oh, he's fairly smart too.
Yeah,
what? He's off banging a floozy.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he's smart, just means he's a handicap.
He's not here to be smart.
Yes.
So when we're discussing our next move, and our Russian wants to shoot it, and our Texan wants to bludgeon it.
Yeah.
Someone
what?
Needs to
no, you're going to bludgeon. What are you going to bludgeon?
No.
Rub it with salt first.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit needs to be used.
I wonder if that would work. Just salting his bat.
I was actually thinking last night of things that you could do to actually make that a worthwhile weapon. Get silver and iron spikes.
Or bands around it?
Yeah, just bands.
Like
I don't know, if you soak it in salt water, would that help?
It is porous.
If it's wood, it sometimes would.
Would that ruin the bat, though?
Yeah, would that make it soft and crumbly?
No, I assume they're finished, so.
Yeah, wood actually soaks up very little water if you soak it in it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a 1/16th of an inch might get.
Yeah.
If you soak it, like, for a day or two.
Maybe even have less silver?
Mm-hmm.
Do some damage. Even just studs. Doesn't even have to be spikes.
You could get really good at, like, an inscription or something and carve sigils into it.
There you go.
My character's illiterate.
Sigils?
Sigils! Sigils!
Yeah. Are they sigils scribed by a scion? Is that...
Yes. That's right.
Alright. And the sun rises on the first day.
So it's the end. I'm still sleeping.
Sleeping. We were up till like 4 in the morning drinking.
Sleeping.
I wake up early. I gotta get the hell out of here.
Before the sun rises and you're gone.
You're gonna
shove your pants back on.
Any moment now.
Exactly.
He's gonna accidentally give her his phone number.
Yeah. Walk out, shoes in hand.
Yep. She might find out he has VD if she sees it.
Yeah, that's right.
You could have treated it.
Maybe he says,
yeah.
If he doesn't believe he has it, he
yeah,
doesn't have
right.
it.
It might never matter.
He's a Christian Scientist? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Offending everyone.
Well, it can't be too racist for just one race, right? Religion and species. Alright. So, roll an alertness check. And if you have perception.
Let's see. All of us or
just Georgie.
Remember
would intuition help or no?
I don't know, that's why I'm making her roll. Huh?
Would intuition or empathy help?
No.
Okay, so just... That is 9.
Ooh.
Just
short.
Yeah, for sure.
All these poor useless people. I need to put them away before I try and roll them for a skill check.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, that's why I pulled all those D20s out. Go ahead, the other two, roll a perception on this as well. I can do that.
So we don't die.
No.
6. That's the best I can do.
No.
9.
No, damn you all. You're all fucking asleep.
Hey, I rolled average on one of my dies and above average on the other.
So your excuse is you were just terrible all around.
Yeah, well, this is something in particular that...
A medium?
Well, she got a bonus to it, but it still wasn't enough. Because she's asleep and half drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. Hey, I only had like 1 tequila, okay?
And a vodka.
That you remember.
Yes, and a vodka, and you're tiny.
Little girl tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the Russian myth mixes in as quadruples.
They somehow get 5 times as much alcohol in each drop.
Yep.
Well,
he just gave you a tumbler full. You didn't know it was more than one.
So you're awake and they're asleep. You have their phone numbers, remember?
Alright,
Do you think to? I mean, what do you want to do?
We'll go home and take a shower and then just all wash the skank off.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
I have a modus operandi.
God.
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with me?
He actually hates sex. He actually hates sex and thinks he's being raped every time.
Well, the phrase wash the skank off just summons... Ugh. It's
like this film over me.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. You guys are the characters. Let me know when you wake up.
After I take a shower, I call them.
Okay. I'll do a roll and alertness check. If you hear it ringing.
Just alertness.
Huh?
Just alertness.
Alertness plus perception.
Ooh!
Six. Still the best I can do. I call them louder.
Who are you calling, by the way?
Whose phone is it? I guess that makes more of a difference.
Yeah, who are you calling, John?
Whose number do I have? Did I get everybody's number?
We did.
You don't have a phone, sir.
No, I didn't. But we said I could probably just have a shitty prepaid one.
Okay. So, I called him. Now I'll call him.
Okay.
I get six this time.
I can't do better than the six I already rolled, so.
You might be able to hear it ring.
Five.
You got it! Yay!
Hello?
You hear a slightly ringing from across the room and go,
I'm gonna just pick it up and be, hello?
Oh, I wasn't the only one who got some.
This little girl goes, what?
Hey, could you put that Texan on?
I'm gonna just like prod you.
We're all still in the same room.
Well, I called his phone.
Oh.
No, I'm just a pickpocket.
No. Yeah.
I'm sorry, please don't call this number. I can use the minutes.
This isn't his phone anymore.
Oh, wrong number?
Yeah.
I'm gonna like prod you with my elbow.
You hit her with the bat.
Holy Spirit says, shut up to her.
Yeah. Hello. Hi guys. There's one guy.
Oh, well.
Still drunk, are we?
Yeah. Oh, well, I was saying that to the group, so I don't have to say it more than once. This is a phone.
Hold on, I'll put you on speaker.
Thank you.
Put him on speaker. And now you have to say it again.
Yeah.
No, I already said it. That's good enough. So, what's the plan? Do we have one yet? Hey, Ruski, wake up.
I'm gonna prod him with my foot because I think he was sleeping on the floor.
Someone's breaking into your turnip farm.
Yeah.
That's a seven on my...
You can wake up.
Yeah. What? What?
You have assistant wake up now.
In Russian, what? What's going on?
He's speaking in tongues. Exorcism.
No.
What?
The power of Christ compels you.
Well,
I believe I'm the only one authorized to, you know.
That might be.
Yeah.
What is going on?
I was just wondering if we had a plan yet for what we're doing.
Sleep.
Sleeping several more hours. Several more hours, huh? All right.
Come to my hotel room. We will plan there.
Okay.
We would have made plans.
Yeah. I think I've heard that one before, but... Alright. Well, head on over. Where is it?
I give you the address.
You have the number?
I will be over shortly.
I'm gonna just go off and take a shower.
Use up his soap.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Use up his soap and water.
His hotel soap.
Mm-hmm. I was about to take a shower, but you beat me to it.
Yep. Yeah.
I consider just walking in.
Yeah.
When you walk in and use the bathroom.
I shower.
I get redressed in all my clothes from yesterday, go out to my truck and get my bat. Yeah.
You didn't
bring it up?
I don't carry it, like...
Well,
I just did this hotel!
Well, I would actually figure if you're going into a strange guy's hotel room, you might want to...
Well, that's when he brings the condoms.
Oh, okay.
Two guys, a girl, and a baseball bat.
Oh, yeah. Classy.
That that's terrible.
So would it be a foursome then?
Depends. Do you consider the Trinity as one being or three?
Really, it's just the Holy Spirit. It's just one.
Right, well, but, I mean, does it count as its own entity?
We'll just have to invite the other two over then.
Get it real fun.
Hey, Jesus is
Jesus,
always inside more
wine! Come on!
Keep it coming. Mm-hmm. Alright.
Have we offended everyone yet?
Jesus, can you do anything harder?
Yeah.
Oh, wine. You have to drink a lot of wine.
That's what you're thinking of.
I'm not sure if it's done yet. It just doesn't seem to cook. The outside seems like almost burnt.
Is it up too high then? Oh no, cooking crisis.
Cooking crisis.
Not the brownies.
Mm-hmm.
Not the brownies. Alright, so you're all getting ready and dressing and...
I'm actually going to, you know, put on a new pair of clothes I had in my bag and wash my the ones I wore last night in his sink.
Wash the skank off?
Yeah.
Yeah, you two guys.
I have a mini bottle of vodka for breakfast. Nice.
Alright.
You're probably awfully healthy.
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Alright, so...
I put a raw egg in it.
Swish it around.
That would taste so terrible.
Well, you take it as a shot.
Yeah, whole bottle is one shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I vote when the homo gets here, we go get some breakfast.
I've already had breakfast. Did you not see the egg?
We're gonna go get an American breakfast. Meat.
And I'm the homo.
Well, I've decided that no matter how blatantly heterosexual you are, Luke will always refer to you.
Yeah.
It's because you're the pretty boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
You know, and what am I, pagan? Witch girl?
You're the witch.
Witch girl.
Mm-hmm. He's a colonist.
I can start referring to me as Red.
I already did last session.
You're the hillbilly. Yeah, so I get up there. Yeah, breakfast sounds good. I could eat.
There is a restaurant downstairs in the hotel. We could go there. It is rather pricey, though.
Well, I don't think I can really afford that, though.
That's some money to burn.
I think he just volunteered to pay for it.
Okay.
So if the DM were here, I'd tell her we go downstairs and have breakfast.
So you guys all are my sugar daddy?
Yeah. That's right, honey. You get it all day long.
I'm actually pretty sure that it's okay that we do that on our own.
With I don't her. Know, there might be some other...
Yes.
There might be some other waitress down there.
There could be.
Vampire down there.
Yeah.
With ghost minions.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think what we need to do is reconnaissance. We need to gather the information. Apparently my accent got thicker and my English got worse overnight.
That's what happens when you have breakfast. Air quotes.
It's the egg. It's not the vodka, it's the egg.
Yeah, I can talk to some of the people in the neighboring offices, see if they saw anything more.
Well, I attempted that yesterday, but it did not go so well.
That was last night at the bar, right?
Yes.
Who was there that late that you could talk to?
Well, I was attempting to find out. I did not make it very far.
Oh. Well, if you go during business hours, should be someone there you can talk to.
I see. Perhaps we should try this your way.
Their brownies being cut.
Yes, I distracted.
They have chocolate and peanut butter chips.
What say you, hillbilly?
It's looking like they're going to be messy.
That is okay.
Yeah.
I think Chris loves messy brownies.
I love a lot of things messy.
Yeah. Messy brownies sounds like some kind of really gross sexual thing.
Well, just don't get messy brownie on your rusty trombone.
Yeah.
That causes bad chemical reaction.
Wow.
if people take a shower after they listen to us play.
Maybe they listen to us in the shower.
Yeah, that's right.
I know, I just curl up in the shower with hot water pouring on me, rocking back and forth after these games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Considering you're one of the worst offenders. Who came up with bear fucking? That's right, Georgie.
Was it me?
Yes.
That doesn't look very messy at all, actually.
I'm actually a very neat person. Okay. I'm very certain that it was you, in fact.
Why are you certain that it's me? I don't...
Because I remember it. We were looking in the attic in Call of Cthulhu, and there was something horrible, and it was bear-like.
You guys just assumed it was bear-like, though. You had no evidence of this.
Yeah.
I think it, like it clawed one
right.
Chris's character,
right.
So we just assumed it was a bear.
So we're downstairs eating breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah, we went to the restaurant. He's apparently paying for me.
Aww.
Because they're all
washing your pants.
So because they're all my sugar daddies.
Well, each time we just take turns with her.
Okay. Can't wear out too.
Right.
Gotta get some mileage out of it.
Well, we also can't all have her at once.
Well, you
could. Yeah. Everybody's
touch.
Like, well.
No, you can do that without balls touching.
I'm the too much information file.
So how are the brownies?
Tasty.
Oh, I suppose I should get a fork too.
Hot.
Well, they just came out of the oven.
Do you have a fork?
Oh, I do. Well, no, that's Aaron's fork. You have your fork then.
Okay. I just shoved them all in the dishwasher. I don't care if you turn anymore.
Doesn't it feel so good to actually have a built-in dishwasher now?
That works well.
The other one worked, it just...
It didn't work well, and it was cumbersome, and... It
got in the way?
Took up half the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're at the... Where'd you go for food? Just like...
Yeah, there was a
downstairs
restaurant.
In the hotel.
Okay.
Which means we're paying like $12 for a waffle.
Yeah, we're paying out the arm for a, or out the ass for a.
I'm not paying for anything.
Yeah.
You know, if I stayed at the La Quinta, the waffle would be free.
Yeah, but they wouldn't be free.
Are you doing product placement now?
Well, they didn't pay a salary for years. You guys gonna talk like me? We're gonna sit there and stare at each other.
We were kind of talking. Talking about reconnaissance, so... I had actually suggested that we or I go and talk to the people in the neighboring offices, see if they saw anything.
Okay.
I'm looking through the menu as though I can read it.
You go off of pictures?
Yeah, basically. Well, I mean, it's breakfast. You can take a good guess at what a place would serve.
It's also, but it's one of those up-class restaurants where there aren't pictures.
Yeah.
It's not like Denny's.
Eggs, bacon, pancakes, ham.
Steak and
some
eggs.
More bacon.
Just give me a pig.
Yeah.
Keep it alive. I'll cook it myself.
Yeah, you're bad there. Just bring it on out.
Give me pig and, you know, throw in a couple eggs.
In the pig.
You got a fish for it.
I meant feed him to him, but okay.
Wow.
That works too. This isn't getting any better, is it?
Yeah, maybe I should... Like, look around the area, see if I can see anything.
You talk to your ghost and your witchy friends.
Who, by the way, you have not seen Willie since last night.
So.
Which is highly unusual.
Do you just see ghosts all the times, like that kid in the Sixth Sense? Or how does that work? you have to meditate before you do it?
I think I can just see him. I can just see him and just walk up to him and talk like a good person.
Absolutely.
Be like, hey, ghosty, woo!
How do you tell the difference between a ghost and a normal
person? You just know. I just know.
Hmm. So like in the Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn that M. Night Shyamalan. I saw that movie, The Happening. Gayest thing I've seen in my life.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, don't.
Okay.
I understand it was the Last Airbender.
It was the trees that were killing everyone, right?
Yeah. Take my advice. You want to go see a good movie? Go out to your Blockbuster. Rent Field of Dreams. American classic.
That is a classic.
There's another milk in there, though. It's not open. You can't open milk? I don't feel comfortable opening something else. I open drinks. It does not feel like my milk to open.
You can use everything else in my house.
Remember,
well, really, unopened fridge contents is kind of sacred to me.
Like, information. Because since that's what we have to go off of, that's one of the couple of different paths. A couple of different paths that we have.
Yeah, I don't really have fake IDs or anything like that.
No. Oh, that's not what
I'm talking about. I do.
I just intend to go in there and...
Do you have forgery?
No, I have fake IDs.
Well, you don't have, like...
For me.
Military access fake IDs, like FBI fake ID.
I was just gonna go in there and flirt as hard as I can until the information just kind of fell out of her.
Who are you flirting with?
Him, you mean, right? Whoever... Fell out of him.
Just drop
out of the end of his dick. And you suck it out.
Information doesn't tend to come from dicks.
You shouldn't be talking about those things.
Regardless of what that guy told you that one time. It's not how you get information.
You're aiming for a bat upside your head.
Oh, am I?
Is that a euphemism?
Oh no, he's gonna turkey slap me.
So apparently turkey slapping is the joke for this campaign. Also, I think you killed Chris.
That doesn't help, John. It's all in the lungs.
So how's the afterlife?
Glory.
Oh, but hey. In the movie The Sixth Sense, that one guy was dead, but the kid couldn't tell. Are there people out there who are dead, but you can't tell?
No.
Well, would she know that, then?
The kid could tell. He couldn't tell that he was dead until the kid told him he was dead.
Oh. Okay.
Did you watch the same movie?
I haven't seen the movie in a while. So. Go get another drink, Chris, quick.
I might. I can run them out of coasters.
I can run you out of my house.
Winston? You almost had to knock down your mic there.
Right, so what's our plan then?
Apparently, you just want him to go flirt with the receptionist.
Well, I'm gonna...
Receptionist where?
Try walking around, see if I can see anything.
At the offices across from the dude's office. Was it outside of the building, or outside of the
right outside office? His office door.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep in mind, this is suspicious and is a police matter and is being investigated.
Mm.
So he is not the only place to get information from.
Hey, do we know the names of any of them girls?
I do not. My information was simply that they had died.
Yeah. None of you do. No, nobody has done research, in fact, to find out.
That's
all
what
you
I'm do. Getting to. But my character is a moron and illiterate. So, trying to lead someone smarter.
Is there a, like, internet, like a computer hooked up to internet anywhere here?
There's no internet in my world, you bitch! I just,
yeah,
there's like a little business center where you can use their computers and fax machines and shit. It's a high class app.
1986.
Hey, that technology hasn't changed since 1912, thank you.
And even the
I still love how they still get fax spams. Because I used to work right next to the fax machine at Home Depot, and like I'd be like, ah, spam.
I was at work and someone fax spammed their resume.
Wow.
Yeah, I get a lot of fax spam at my work. We have to check faxes like 3 or 4 times a day, and there's always something there.
Well, I'm gonna, I guess, go to the business center and use one of their computers, if it's available, and, excuse me, try to look up anything about that building and, you know, the recent suicides.
Okay. Technology roll?
Uh-oh.
Does anybody have technology?
I know.
Can anybody
use intelligence? Would it be intelligence?
It is intelligence based.
Nope, none of us have tech.
Good to know.
I got a 6
we
on intelligence.
Awesome.
You know, it's been in the news enough, I'm gonna say you can see, something. You don't?
Cause if not, I will go to the library and see if they have microfilm of it. Okay, god damn it. Or is that too techy?
So, you get 3 names. So,
I get some names.
Did you want to write them down, or are you going to remember
Jacob,
them?
Jacob, Jacob, Oliver. Paul
what?
Smith.
Names.
Okay. Allison Montgomery.
Allison.
No. You're on my chair, so you're stuck with me.
I spelled that completely wrong.
As long as you know it. Sophie Miller.
Sophie.
I'm going to be in the building across the way from John, covering the entrance with a sniper rifle.
That makes me feel much safer.
Kidding.
There's no werewolves just now.
Are you bringing your wingman right there with you?
Yeah.
So
well, fortunately for John's character, Winston
Sophie
Mike's
Miller?
Patties.
Yeah, that was the one that I just said. Maya Chavez. Yeah. That's it. That's all
Maya
you get.
Travis?
Chavez.
Chavez.
C-H-A-V. Easy.
I don't think you'll do good with that one, man. He's cuter than you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, you have some names.
I'm assuming they're of the girls
yes.
that committed suicide.
Yes. I mean, it's pretty hot news right now. The guy that is the agent that has been implicated in this, all this, that's all messed up in it, is extremely... I want to say popular, but it's not the word for that.
High profile?
High profile. He is a very, very, well-known, guy, and his business is everybody's business.
So all I get is their names from my search. I don't get, like, ages or anything like that?
That's all that's been released.
Okay.
For the fraud. Well, no, I guess I would say the ages, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
They are all 22 years old.
Oh.
I'm safe!
How old are you?
16.
Well, you're not safe forever.
Yeah. We better get moving on this.
Yeah.
Well, we have, you know, a few years, so.
We are really incompetent, though.
Yeah.
That's when I just, when I turn 22, I just move.
The right things are going, we're all gonna be in jail. Yeah. Alright.
Hey, hey, I'd probably be in, you know, juvenile hall.
Get out by the time you're 18. Nice yeah. deal.
Right. Technically, they would have pictures from the press, too, wouldn't they?
So,
I'm trying to think of how much the press would know about this.
Well, I mean, if their names are released, they might have obituaries or something. I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
Are you good enough to find obituaries?
No.
Apparently none of us know how to work anything higher tech.
I will have to go get like a dollar from one of you and go get the newspaper.
I have technology.
You do?
You?
Yeah. I'm not there though.
You said you didn't.
Unless I...
I'm wondering which is more useful.
Science or technology as a EMT, which I would have.
Let me look at science. So, you guys have pictures. And the names are to me. Don't read anything else.
They look like they're all blonde.
Why, yes they do.
They look very similar, as a matter of
You
fact.
Have, knowledge ghosts, right? Mm-hmm. So roll that for me. Or lore ghosts.
But they're not natural blondes.
Well, I don't know if that makes a difference. What?
Just be like, well, they may look blonde, but the curtains don't match the drapes, so. Yeah.
Would lore be with, intelligence?
Yes.
So, that is a 13.
So, it is very common for angry ghosts to have a type.
Ghosts are like men, they have a type.
Yeah. Hey, girls have types, don't they?
Yeah. And,
well, angry ghosts that are harming people generally harm
a certain kind.
A certain type. Unless they're haunting a specific area rather than gotcha. Person or...
But clearly they're just trying to hurt the agent.
Mm-hmm.
Just by using one. Girls, each blonde girls.
They plan to kill a bunch of girls in front of there until he can't leave, and then he'll starve.
Yeah, it's like kill the bodies pile up, and he's like, ah,
I want my Dutch drink! I found out information.
Oh, good.
It's a very hot topic right now, so there's lots of stuff on it.
So I have brought back the coffee. What have we learned?
Congratulations, you have become the most useful party member yet.
Hey, I can lodge into guard.
No, with the information.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ghosts have a type, and these are all blonde, pretty girls. That
exactly
are 22.
22.
They ain't natural blondes, though. That's liars.
I have no idea if they're natural blondes.
This one
look
has
at
roots.
The pictures and see that they're not.
She could have had her hair brown for a while.
Uh-huh.
Also, most blondes are not natural.
Are they natural blondes in the pictures?
Oh no, John, just curtains match the drapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so why don't you go to the bodies and get them naked and see?
I wouldn't jump to that conclusion that they're all not natural. But
well, I can at least see that, yes, but I don't want to jump to conclusion, okay, they're all blondes, maybe that's significant, but
well,
they're all blonde colored at least.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, the typical pretty kind of girl.
And it's the Hollywood agent.
She looks 12.
I don't actually know how old they are. I just made them however old they need to.
She looks like 13 and she looks 16.
No, they don't. I know for a fact one of those is nowhere near that age.
That's just Chris daydreaming.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He prefers him young.
Well, no, that's too old.
You just
get out of here, grandmas.
Okay.
So he's a talent agent.
Mm-hmm. So Chris goes, I know where this is going. Or at least you think you knew.
No, no.
I have no idea.
What's that?
I think I'm going to go into the neighboring offices under the pretense of gathering information on him as I am a prospective client of his.
Okay.
Go in there, hey, what do you know about this
guy? Who on earth does that?
Not many. Usually they find you.
Well, no. He approached me, and I'm thinking about it.
But what I mean is, who goes looking for information? Hi, you happen to have the office next door. What can you tell me about
him? Apparently I do.
So okay. At least one person.
Yes.
Okay. There's no charisma. Willpower? I think it is.
Yeah, willpower.
Willpower, do you have conversation? Or
I
well,
have,
you're lying, so it'd be persuasion.
I have persuasion.
Okay. So let's see what difficulties. So the offices right above and below, you have a modeling agency right above his floor level, which is number 5. He's mm-hmm. on the 5th floor. So 4-6 has a modeling agency, and 4 has, let's see, you that. Photography shop, I don't know.
Okay.
That's what pops into my head.
So each office is their own floor, basically?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorting your dice?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the one above.
So you're trying to take the most useful title from there?
That's right.
Okay.
We'll see if I get arrested.
Don't you get arrested for being in there in daylight hours, not getting security guards?
I could still do that.
You could.
You never know. I could beat up security guards. You could?
He's
no,
got an axe.
No, he's gonna try sleeping with them first.
Which I'm totally gonna walk in there with, by the way.
Yeah.
My axe.
Don't worry, I'm an EMT.
Yeah, that's right. I know how to use this.
Don't worry, I'm a veterinarian.
Okay, so you're gonna go to the modeling agency, and much like the, well, you guys never, you were the only one that actually went into the building before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you don't know the layout is, but they're all the same in all the floors, except just in the reception area, and then the rest is different. So you get off the elevator, and there is a large reception area with
mm-hmm.
couches and chairs and big reception desk and a extremely pretty, extremely high-fashioned girl on the phone, which is ringing off the hook as she is continually, thank you for holding Sunshine's agency.
Mm.
I'm sorry, he's not available right now. May I please leave a message? I'll send you just a small thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
I sit and wait, I guess.
Good luck.
What is it? You just strolling like you belong there.
Yeah. Well, where am I going to stroll? I'm trying to talk to...
That's what we did with the Pisca demon.
Yeah.
Kingmaker.
Yeah.
Did you guys die, by the way?
Nope. Not yet.
Wow. Congratulations.
Nick gave us a level on credit, so we have some...
Oh, really?
Chance.
Okay. They were like 300 XP away. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I get so many awesome spells as an arcane spellcaster.
Yeah, their chances of survival are way up. But anyway, in this game.
Yes.
So I go up to her.
She spares a glance for you and then she's talking on her phone.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the Sunshine Agency. I'm sorry, he's not available.
Flasher! Get arrested for just decent exposure.
I have to get her attention somewhere.
Zip. Just zip, unzip it, go suck it.
Wow.
Willpower and persuasion.
That would be willpower and seduction. Although I'm not I'm sure that's considered seduction.
Have you ever seen one that small?
I was gonna say a willpower and vitality.
So she finally takes a small break and starts typing her manicure nails clicking on the keyboard.
That was really funny.
Starts getting papers out of the fax machine. What did you do? Comes back, no, sorts them.
I was wondering if I could talk to you for a minute.
I'm sorry. The agent you're looking for is unavailable right now. If you'd like to leave a message, we have a sign-in board right there.
No, I actually wasn't talking about an agent here. I was actually a prospective client. I was contacted. Yeah. I was contacted by the agent below you, and I was wondering if you knew anything about him.
She kind of looks at you and goes, "What would I know about him? I know what you hear in the tabloids."
You are a modeling agency. I didn't know if you had done any business with him previously.
I'm a receptionist.
Yeah. So he doesn't come up here and talk to you?
If he were talking to me, I wouldn't be a receptionist. Mm.
She'd be a hooker.
Thank you for calling such an agency. I'm sorry, he's in a meeting right now. I can take a message. Thank you for calling.
Fine. So do you know anyone around here who does know him?
Are you gonna roll?
Yes. I was waiting for you to tell me.
Not really a please roll.
8.
What's the question?
Does anyone around here, she obviously doesn't know him, are there any agents in this agency who do work with him?
I'm sure there are. Hollywood is Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Can I get a name? And then I will
know who talks to who. I'm a receptionist. I pass calls along and I forward emails.
Yeah. Could you check your email history? See if you have forwarded any emails back and forth to him?
Roll a persuasion again.
I'm starting to think that the Russian had the right idea. Yeah.
7. Awesome.
I'm sorry, I'm not gonna lose my job. And unless you have business here at this agency, which granted I wouldn't put it past, I'm really busy.
Alright, fair enough. Have a good day. And I leave.
Who asks? It's like, hi, can I have your confidential emails just real quick? No.
I'm an anonymous stranger.
Exactly. No. Okay. Anybody doing anything else?
I continue watching over her shoulder as she researches on the internet.
I apparently just get the blue screen of death.
Like, beep, like, beep. God damn it! Are you gonna go to the one below?
Photography agency?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
You go there, it's a lot more lively. There's not one lady clicking on her keyboard. There's, you know, people walking past, mm-hmm. phones going, but the receptionist seems, you know, busy, but not extraordinarily, like, phones ringing.
Also, she seems competent.
Yeah, and she's not quite as pretty and hipster, but she looks competent, yes.
Okay.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hey, I'm actually a prospective client of the person above you.
Do you even know his name yet?
Yeah, the person above you.
Yes, I do, but...
You guys do.
Well,
you're doing but you're not going to trick me into telling you like that.
That's right. No, my character does. I do not.
Well, apparently I didn't know his name, so...
Well, we have researched now.
Yeah.
Right.
We did.
You're right. His name is Robert Billings.
Yeah, he looks like a douchebag. I actually just want to punch him. Right now.
I told you, the ghost is really haunting him. The ghost type is douchebags.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, I've never...
He's pretty tough to get a hold of.
That's what I hear, too, but, you know, this is the first time I've ever gotten a gig like this, and I'm pretty settled into my career right now. I just wanted to get a little
bit
more...
She kind of wide-eyes asked you at the... Thought of, I'm happy where I am when this big movie star agent's asking for you. She's like, what are you, stupid?
He actually hates movies.
I don't know if movies are for me. Mm-hmm. You're an actor.
8. I rolled 2d8. So I guess I am rolling around average.
Okay.
You know what? I'm actually going to spend plot points on that.
Okay.
How do you do it after the fact?
Each one is a 1 point to add. If you do it before, you get a whole die. So you would need two plot points in order to reach your threshold of 10.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to spend. 2. Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations. Yay, first plot points spent.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Well, now we're actually doing
the sun hits your eyes just right and you look amazingly gorgeous.
Yeah.
And your allure helps you. Sorry, what was the question though? What exactly are you saying?
She doesn't know anything, so.
Like blind!
But she loves you.
Yeah, she just, you know, pounces you.
Yeah. I just come
I
back.
I get off for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Camera cuts to the shower, you washing the skank off again.
I just go back to the hotel all disheveled. What did you want to get?
Yeah, and I'm gonna be like, oh, I got all this information, and you'll be like,
I got herpes.
Again.
Alright, so.
Information about him, other clients, perhaps?
Oh, I don't know who his clients are.
Maybe. Have you seen those other girls around here? The ones, from the newspaper?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's so sad.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that strange that they're killing themselves right in front of his door?
Yeah, that is weird. That's the kind of thing I want to know. I mean, did he work with them?
Well, I don't know, but, I mean. Yeah, I don't look at everybody that's on the.
Yeah.
On the escalator or the elevator.
Well, does he do any business? Does he send his clients down here for a...
midnight abduction, allegations?
Does he send his clients down here for headshots?
Sometimes.
Shot.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can give me a name, I can look it up.
I was there for the names before I left, right?
I don't know, were you? Did you leave while she
No,
was
I was researching, I think, when you left.
Okay.
Text. Yeah. Text, actually.
Okay.
I text him, because he can't read. It's probably the best idea.
What the hell? Why is my phone beeping?
Yeah, I look at it, and I just pretend like I'm reading it, and then I put it away.
No, I actually
I'll
forward it to both of them.
How do you put phone numbers into your phone if you're literary?
Numbers, you can recognize, you know.
Yeah, numbers. I can remember numbers, and I can probably at least make a guess at the spelling of someone's name.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe phonetically sound it out, or just remember, you know, which
how
number goes with which person. Yeah.
Kind of like people used to do in the olden days.
Yeah.
Okay, so, she... Oh, well, let me
do you text stuff?
He is. She got away.
Yeah.
So she types them. She goes, we did one, yeah. Over there.
Yeah.
Is that Sophie? Yeah, Sophie Miller.
Oh, yeah.
She was such a sweet girl.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She didn't seem like, I don't know, suicidal or anything.
Yes, she was just constantly slitting her wrists in front of me.
That's the one thing you hear about suicide. It's so easy to tell.
I don't know that.
Oh, she seemed pretty happy when she was here. I mean,
yeah.
You just got recruited by a big name, which it sounds like you were.
Yeah.
I was glowing for like
and then, 3 days. And now what you gotta do is take out her knife and go, happy.
The ghost says, oh really? And then I'm up there.
Are you blonde?
I am, actually.
Are
no,
you
I'm
really
brown
a
hair.
Girl down there?
Are you 22 years old?
No. I'm mid-20s, so a little out of its range.
How did they kill themselves?
Slit their wrists?
I was asking my researcher.
Oh.
It just says suicide.
Kind of knows how to use a computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only literate one.
Yeah, apparently. It says suicide, committed suicide. The details have not been released.
Sounds like
you take
a trip to be
more.
I don't think
you might roll a willpower for me.
Willpower? D8.
So, we remembered something to do willpower? Oh, nice.
Or you can just decide whether or not you want to remind us.
No, I want your character to
I don't remember. Almost a 36.
Hold on. Actually, it would be intelligence.
Oh, that's sorry. Right. I might do better.
Or one intelligence.
No, I do worse. I do.
Okay. So you don't remember quite yet. I'll let you make another roll.
You want to hit up the moor grid?
Yeah. I don't think they just sort of let people go strolling on in a morgue and open up the drawers. And
he just walks in there and slaughters everyone. Okay, what do you need?
Did anyone ask the witch?
I'm not a witch!
Did you ask the witch?
What about it? Ask her what?
Ask her opinion on whether we can go to the morgue or not.
Oh.
She seems like a smart witch.
I don't see any reason why we can't go
okay,
to the morgue.
Okay, so you're...
Yeah, I'll be heading back now.
Oh, so that's all.
Tell us, little witch girl, where is the nearest hospital?
I don't know, I don't live here.
I don't know.
She wants to share with you. Good luck, sir.
Where's the nearest hospital?
Thank you very much.
To the agency.
I'm going to research hospitals in the nearby area.
There are plenty of hospitals. It's Hollywood.
Should probably
it's a very highly populated area.
Maybe try and figure out which one in particular they went to.
Well
some of
the
closest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so is there anyone that's nearby that area?
Yeah, there's two. Mercy Hospital and Rockland Hospital.
I will give this information to you guys and be like, I really don't think this is a good idea.
Come with me. We will go into the morgue.
Do we really need the little girl?
I will need her help to find the bodies.
What? Dead bodies? What?
How would I know the difference between these dead bodies?
Well, if I need access to a computer, I'm not terribly good with them, particularly in English.
That's your excuse. It's all in English.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not that you have to be
first. He just wants me to walk in front so he can watch my ass.
I say we go to Mercy first. I like the sound of it.
So, I actually hang out in the parking lot, like the parking garage, looking for cameras.
Alertness.
Because I, you know, got caught last time.
Alertness and,
perception.
Yes, alertness and perception sight. You have dull senses smell, right?
Yes.
Okay.
8.
So you can't think of how cheesy that is. Dull senses smell.
He wanted something else to get points for.
It's just a D2.
I hope that comes up every session.
I'm actually thinking of ways that can come up.
Fair enough.
We like, must work with this.
Enjoy your gas leak.
So, what I want to do is mug a doctor. And a nurse for their uniforms, so that we can sneak in.
But I don't get to sneak in?
Do you want to sneak in?
Yes.
Alright, I smoke two doctors and a nurse.
Hey, can it be a male nurse as well?
No. Whatever.
You can be a female doctor.
Yeah, it could be a female doctor.
I don't care. I mug the first three people that approximate our sizes that are in the hospital where.
So are you... So,
I'm not there.
You're not there. You said you left, though.
Couldn't we have just gone
to
the school
store
or my scrubs?
Well, I go back looking for
them. I honestly didn't think of that. And how do we get IDs and badges that way?
So, you see a couple of cameras in the far corners, and there's obvious blind spots, but it is a secured parking lot for employees.
You missed my character saying to his character, couldn't we have just gone to the store and buy scrubs?
They could be the wrong color.
Hey,
you don't know.
Red, instead of beating up innocent people, couldn't we just go to their locker room or something?
But how do we get in without their badges?
Maybe ask the EMT.
That's really true.
I don't think we should go around mugging innocent people.
Your guy actually works at Mercy Hospital.
Yeah. So when I get back, I call them, hey, where are you guys?
So we are attempting to get into the hospital to see the morgue.
Oh, which hospital?
I am at Mercy at the moment.
Oh.
I have not found a doctor to mug yet.
That's strange. I work there. Hey, don't mug anybody. I know them.
Hey, he works there? We can mug him.
Yes, you should You should come in.
Congratulations, you got an extra plot point.
Come alone, and stay in the shadows.
Yeah. Come alone and unarmed, blindfolded.
Also be in the blind spots of the cameras.
Yeah.
So, do we put together a plan to go get us some uniforms and get a posse into the hospital?
I might just be able to. What do you guys want to see the bodies for?
We do not yet know how they died.
Oh. Other than suicide.
I can go in there and probably get their files.
Can you get pictures of the bodies, or would that be with the files?
No, I'll be with the files.
Yes,
autopsy reports.
You should get the files.
Okay.
It's a little easier to have one person that's supposed to be there going around.
Try not to get the ED on the way.
Oh, trust me, he's been everywhere in that hospital back out again.
So he knows where the VD is.
Yeah.
But sometimes it ambushes him from the stairwell.
I don't know, I think he might store it in his pants.
Carry it around on my person. Thank you very much. So the pretty boy's going in?
Yes, he works here, I think he is.
How come the pickle thief gets to have all the fun?
I'm not sure I understand that
reference.
I think he's saying you steal pickles with your anus.
With my anus. Okay.
You shouldn't be talking like that. Not befitting a lady, even if you're a little lady witch.
I am not a witch!
I go in there. And...
perhaps you shouldn't be speaking like that in front of a lady.
I was using one of them, euphemisms.
Euphemisms? I leave and go inside.
Euphemisms, really? Honestly.
You see my character trying to find, you know, a knife or something to shoot myself in his car.
Yeah. Hand you a gun.
Just opens his coat and there's an arsenal.
Well, I do carry two Desert Eagles under my coat.
Wanna buy an AK-47?
I'm not gonna sell that.
So,
you can just take it back after she shoots herself.
Is this the one where we're supposed to have a bunch of contacts? Or am I thinking of some other kind of...
You don't have contacts.
No, I don't.
I have contacts.
Yeah, but you don't have contacts. Here.
Right.
You can get in and you can sneakily get the stuff.
Yeah.
Covert style and get bonuses for it because you work there and people know you.
Do you want to bring me with you?
No.
Not really.
No.
Do you want to bring me with you?
I go in there and do my best to be covert. I know where the files are and everything, where they would be.
Let's see, EMT, you are in and out of the emergency room mostly.
Well, if he has a DOA, he'd bring it down to the morgue.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know where it is. Okay. And a friend doctor stops you. Oh, hey! Theo, what's up? We haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Theo, buddy.
Yeah.
No, he looked at his name tag that he always just has on his person.
Hey, guy. Theo.
How's it going, man? What have you been up to?
Good. Heavy nights. He's the usually overnight ER doctor. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? There's a lot going on last night?
Oh, you know, ER. One night it's completely silent, the next it's everybody's and their mother.
Yeah.
Especially around holidays.
Yeah. Things are getting weird around here, especially with those suicides up at that agency.
I...
Good job, Theo. Put suspicion on what you're about to do.
Yeah,
I don't know much about them, but I hear it's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, where are you headed?
Oh, I was just going up to the doctor's break room and, you know, finally shut my eyes for 10 minutes.
Gotcha. Well, good luck with that. Hopefully they don't page you too soon. Mug him and bring
we'll
me
see.
His badge. Yeah. See you around.
You what?
No.
Mug him and take his badge?
No, wait till he falls asleep and
badge.
Take his badge.
Yeah. That doesn't include mugging him.
Flash him and then take his badge.
I head downstairs.
Okay, let's shock him into a submission.
I head downstairs.
Okay. So you are on your way to the morgue?
Mm-hmm.
Did you check it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you passed a couple people, but, I mean, they know you, so they're not really concerned.
Yo.
Until you start doing the spy music and lean against the walls. Yeah.
I have no covert, so that's
it. Is your covert role?
Yeah, non-existent.
Well, he's been in and out of the morgue before, so it's not uncommon. True, you're in street clothes, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, why wouldn't you change into your uniform? You
didn't say
uniform,
you did.
Is my uniform here, or is it at home?
As far as I knew, it was at home.
Wouldn't you have one in your car?
Nobody said they changed any clothes.
Yeah.
I said changed clothes.
Well, you said you changed You specifically said you were in the same clothes as yesterday.
I was in my hotel room. I assumed I...
Yeah. But you also didn't change midday after going somewhere else.
Right.
My yesterday's clothes are hanging wet in your apartment. Well, not apartment, your hotel room.
Yeah. So you're in street clothes, and some people kind of give you a weird glance for it, but nobody stops you.
Yeah. That's fine. Yeah, I don't know how to do this covert thing, so.
Okay. You're an EMT. You spent your entire life trying to be the one going, hey, I'm an EMT.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of this,
right
okay?
Right here.
Let me take care of your virginity for you.
Yeah.
I can fix that. I can cure that.
Just get that cherry while I'm down here. So I go down to the desk in the files.
Okay, so there is a computer in the freezing, freezing, sterile morgue.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody in there?
No, but you know from your experience that there's a coroner that comes in and out, especially in the day.
Steal his ID.
Hit him with the back of my assault rifle. Just hit him with a cadaver.
Pick him up by the feet. Make sure you get the one with rigor mortis.
Yeah.
Make it harder.
Mm-hmm. What you do is you hold a dead person in front of you so that you just dead like, person. Oh my god, the dead are walking!
I have a dead person. No one much business.
Oh god, not again.
God damn it, let me go get Bob.
Yeah. The power of Christ compels you.
Back to hell.
Yeah. I look around suspiciously and then walk.
You are suspicious, sir. Congratulations.
Okay. And if no one is around, I go into the morgue.
No, I thought you were in the morgue. You were looking for the computer.
Well, yeah, I go into
and
the
room. And you found it, and then you asked if something is in there, and I said, no, not at the moment, but somebody usually is walking in and out.
How often? Like every couple hours?
It depends on how many dead bodies there are to go through. That is completely.
Are the tables
relevant.
Full?
There is one body on there. And then there's a drawer that's open.
Mm-hmm. Meh, what's the worst that could happen?
Get fired and arrested.
Yeah.
Possibly raped.
Nah, he'd like that.
All of that is like a rite of passage for a hunter, though.
Yeah, getting raped and arrested.
Yes. And fired.
They didn't really show the rape in Supernatural, but it's assumed.
It's there.
Yeah.
Implied, yes.
Well, there's all those slash fics.
Mm. Yeah. Probably, yes.
So, technology roll if you want to find them.
With intelligence, correct?
Intelligence and tech, yeah.
Or is it willpower?
It's intelligence. It's not your force of personality that's doing the computer. Sexy.
How you doing, Windows?
Well, for him.
You wink at it, he opens the page.
No, the little paper clip comes out. You're looking especially sexy today. Would you like some information on that?
And then it'll just come up to ST.
Yeah, that's right. Roll terrible.
Awesome.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Okay. I will spend 2 plot points.
Okay.
To bring my thing up to an average difficulty. 7.
7? Okay. So it's a large morgue, but you managed to find 2 of the names you're looking for.
Okay.
Designed. These two. Okay. And they tell you the drawer number. So what are you looking for? What information?
Photos of the corpses.
Which you already had.
Not of the corpses.
Yeah.
Oh, of
we
the
want to see how they, okay. what they looked like after
yeah.
they
died. How gross they are.
Yeah.
You gross.
Okay, we're done. Problem solved. Yeah.
You're gross. Okay, that's all we need yeah. to know, right?
Exactly. Any drugs that were in their system, you know,
no
just basically autopsy reports.
Okay, so you're going to print it out, or are you going to look at it on there and just look at it?
Does the computer have, I don't know, internet access? Could I, like, email the files to myself?
You can, but I'd like you to roll me in and check.
3!
You're not smart enough.
Ooh, I'm debating.
Yeah. You don't realize how easy that will be to trace back to you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm wondering
how incredibly easy it would be for somebody to go, oh, look, somebody that works here is stealing confidential police information.
Quickly, make
can
a crappy
I
Yahoo
print it
account.
Out to a printer on a different floor so
yeah.
that I can. Okay, I do that so that I'm not just standing around in the morgue where I'm not supposed to be waiting for this stuff to print out.
Printer error.
Okay. Yeah.
You run
out
up
of
there,
paper.
It hasn't printed. Run back down.
Yeah. Missing one page. God
yeah.
damn it, ran
yes.
out of paper, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ran out of ink.
Yeah. No, God damn it. You have a couple of choices. You have the ER reception list, or reception area. You have, records vault. You have obviously the morgue, and another nurse station.
Is the morgue printer, in this room?
It's like right next to it.
Oh, okay.
Morgue printer.
Which one would be the least heavily trafficked?
That's
the morgue.
Well, outside of the morgue. Records, maybe?
There's usually a records keeper. If she doesn't, or if they don't notice that it's currently printing, they won't do anything. But, I mean, you don't know if they'd be able to hear it. Printing.
Okay.
The nurse's station, they are back and forth, but it's not necessarily...
No, to me it would seem like just print it to the one next to you, because you know there's no one there.
You haven't heard anybody yet? Oh, well, alertness. Check.
Then
I think a bigger issue than someone seeing the printing is someone who knows you shouldn't have that. Like, if you print it to the records area, they're gonna know you're not supposed to have it.
Yeah, whereas you print like morgue stuff at the morgue.
Yeah.
Confidential police information on the morgue.
7.
7 left.
So you don't hear anybody rustling around, no doors are being opening and closed, you don't hear anybody nearby.
Is it a quick printer? Or am I
you
gonna be
know.
Sitting here for
You've
like
never
10
printed.
It's one of those old, like,
here.
Okay.
When have you printed?
It's one of those old printers from
yeah.
like the 80s.
With dot matrix.
You have to sit there and, goddammit, take a whole
dot. The morgue always gets, you know, crap technology.
Just tear the little edges off. Alright, I print it here.
Okay. You print it there. You print autopsy reports.
Okay. And then I grab them and leave.
Okay. And you made it.
Okay.
You have been undiscovered, sir.
Awesome. Oh, I close all this stuff on the computer, too.
Okay.
Good job.
Hey, wasn't what's-his-face there just a minute ago?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. You have semi-covered your tracks to the best of your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have a little
but
bit
you
more...
used your username to get into the computer, so...
my logon.
A little bit more basic information just because it was attached to the autopsy report.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the full police file, but it's that little blurb of information, and then it's, the autopsy reports.
Mm-hmm.
So, are you gonna read it in the hospital, or are you gonna go all the way out and share it with everybody else?
I go all the way out and share it with everyone else.
Alright. So just those two.
Yeah,
so what do we find in the autopsy report?
They both slit their wrists.
Okay.
And you know a little bit more information on that, it is noted in medical jargon that the wrists were...
Wow.
Yeah.
Tongue piercing.
The wrists were slit in an odd... they were done correctly. They were slit this way, but there was no hesitation marks whatsoever, even after she switched
hands. So it was just like, dag, dag.
Well, yeah, and she even switched hands and did the other one.
So
and
she
was
did
no
both sides.
Exactly the same, odd. As if she felt no pain.
John's character is an expert about how girls slit their wrists.
How to make it look like girls slit their wrists.
.com.
Yeah.
And it's make it look like it was a hesitation. No. Mm-hmm.
You do this, or at least, you know, you would lose some of your
strength
dexterity or your strength after you slit one wrist. So it is quite odd.
So apparently, not much more information. We have their address.
Their last known address.
Yeah.
Another slut trap step.
You're very judgmental.
Okay. So you have some information. You have autopsy photos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna wait for that. Well, but they would have been in the autopsy photos.
What? Hello.
Oh, I forgot to bring it. Son of a bitch.
They have a D8 somewhere on their bodies.
Yeah. This symbol is carved into the back of their necks.
Well, they couldn't have done that. Oh, I have, lore symbols.
Yes, you do.
So...
With it. It, sorry.
Okay.
It's an actual diamond shape.
So, kind of a diamond shape with a...
symbol.
What game is that?
That's a 14.
There we go. You recognize that instantly as the Rune of Binding.
That's a Rune of Binding.
What does it do?
Binds.
Obviously, it doesn't keep them from slitting their wrists.
It's actually a charm to stop you from hanging yourself.
So it kind of go wrong way. Decided.
That's why it's on the neck.
It's a laser.
What exactly does it bind? Anything?
It can do several different things. It can bind a lot of things. It is used. Runes are like ancient Celtic runes almost. They are, you know, the same kind of runes that you would do on, like, scrying on bones and throwing the runes, those kinds of runes. That one in particular just means bind. It can be used in conjunction with several different ones to bind happiness, bind hate, bind love. It can do several different things.
Throw D4s at John.
It can do several different things.
I apparently really threw it, huh?
You also know that there's no way a ghost can carve runes into somebody's skin.
Ghosts can't do that.
Maybe not the ghosts you know.
So you're telling us you had one bit of information wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Still more information than you had.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that's true.
I still have my bat.
Yeah.
When those baddies come crawling, those non-ghost baddies, I know who you're gonna be crying to.
That would be me.
Yeah, he does have the guns.
I got a bat, he says.
I don't know, I got plenty of salt.
Are you gonna go bake something?
Not for you.
Alright. So two autopsy reports, Rune of Binding, no toxin, any detectable toxins. Some of them do degrade after.
It's possible that could be maybe either someone binding the ghost or ghost and something.
Hmm. We obviously need to get somebody in here to look for magical box.
Well, we got some addresses. How about we go knocking on doors?
Yeah, I'm sure we're going to be like, hey, did you know this girl that got killed?
Remember this dead person?
Hey, your dead daughter.
Maybe we could see their ghosts.
Hey, your dead roommate.
One bit of information you might want to read on those ones is they're not from the city. Neither one.
But their last address is on? Yeah, their birthplace, their hometown isn't here, but are the addresses local?
The addresses are local.
Okay. I was looking, well, this doesn't have a city or state on it.
Oh, yeah, sorry, no, that's LA.
Okay.
Is Winnie pestering you?
Okay.
Just because you're near.
So their last known addresses are here.
Yes.
Alright, let's go.
Okay, which one?
The one on top, Allison.
And me. So... Allison Montgomery, first victim.
Okay. And you say I give him bad habits.
So.
You go right off.
So, who's going? Are you all four going? Are you going to gang up on the supposed friends and family of the deceased?
Absolutely.
If there's anyone there,
the
it's
more
just
uncomfortable we can make
them in the apartment they lived in by themselves.
Or maybe
not, that's why I was reading it.
Okay.
Or maybe they, you know, had a roommate or
two in fact.
The boyfriend or
she has two roommates. She lives in a smallish house with two roommates.
Sugar daddy boyfriend. Same thing.
So you make it to 2125 Mitchell's Place. And which is a completely random address and nobody lives there, I don't think.
Hmm.
I'm sure it's an address somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But who's going up? Are you all four just going up to the knocking?
I'm not.
I'll wait in the car.
Okay.
Me too.
So you two? You going up?
I'm going.
Alright.
We should have a game plan.
You're like, now that we're here, I'm a little scared.
Yeah. What are we gonna say to
you? Shouldn't you be there in case there's like supernatural influence to be seen? I guess I should be there too to protect you. We're all going up.
Okay. You guys are like dragging me, like this is dumb!
How about we say this? We're hunters of the supernatural and we think the person who lived here was involved in a suspicious possession suicide. Can we come in and look around?
That might
that's
not
what
work
they call
well.
The loony bin. And get you
yeah,
heavily
medicated. This is all over the place.
They call the loony bin and get you heavily medicated. Okay.
Trust me.
Where the hell is Lily?
Interesting question.
I can always just break down the door.
I'm not sure that.
And then they call the police and get you heavily medicated.
Are you sure? This is a good American door, not some of that rooster-based crap.
I think a cheap door is a cheap door.
What you do is you go for the door frame.
Actually, I think most doors are built so that they can be broken down easily.
Says the paramedic, who is carrying a fire axe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just in case.
So, I think we're all going.
Alright.
Wait, but hang on. What are we doing? What's the plan?
I had an assault rifle under my jacket.
You didn't like my plan.
I'm not sure I like his plan either.
I may have to shoot a ghost.
You can't shoot ghosts!
Yes, I can. I didn't say it would be
you can't effectively shoot ghosts!
What about a bat?
That doesn't work on ghosts either.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't believe you.
I was 3.
A wiffle bat?
Yeah.
No way!
It was actually one of those inflatable bats that like squeak when you hit things. And it was actually a hammer one.
Yeah. Your mom just thought you loved it. You're like chasing stuff around.
Alright.
Leave me alone. She has such a good imagination.
So who is, so there's only room for two people at a time. So who is in the front and who is in the back?
Wait, what are we doing? Hang on.
I'm trying to move you forward. What are you doing?
Well, I'm not waiting for his objections, so I'm going up and knocking on the door.
He's also sitting down by the car going, what are we going to do? And he just kind of walks off.
Yeah. What's the plan here?
I start rummaging through my trunk for guns and loading them into my jacket.
Absolutely.
Are you trying to make up for something here?
In the background, and then this, you know.
What was the girl's name?
Allison McGuire.
Allison.
And then this somewhat flustered brunette around the same age answers the door, kind of like peeking her head out and holding something back.
We could,
it's actually a little tiny kit.
We could totally go up there. Hey, is Allison home?
Howdy, y'all. Howdy, y'all.
Can I help you?
Did you, know Allison? She lived here.
Is this some kind of joke?
No, ma'am. I am, I'm investigating her death.
She bends down and picks up the wildly yapping puppy. Kind of opens the door.
I kind of walk up behind him with my duffel bag over my shoulder.
He's investigating her death, too.
Like,
so is this 16-year-old girl.
persuasion on that.
Something.
I get to use my random...
By persuasion, you mean influence?
House cat!
You can put us up against the house cat? Shit, we're only level one.
Yeah.
We're dead.
I'm gonna spend 3 plot points.
Because we're fighting a house cat?
She's missed popularity, so she's a normal human.
I'm spending 3 plot... Well, I have no influence.
Oh, wow.
So...
She actually rolled as high as she can.
5.
So, but it's at least willpower.
Yeah.
So what's your willpower?
6. And I spent 3 plot points to get another d6. I have no influence.
She rolled a 6 on just her will. She goes, you guys don't look like police. Okay, there we go. She goes, what can I help you with?
I'm not police, ma'am. I'm a private investigator of a special
Did your parents put you up to this?
Sure.
No, I think that would be a persuasion.
Don't say sure, say yes.
That would be once more on the persuasion, because now you're lying. Before you weren't lying. No, there we go. She goes, oh, well, I guess that shouldn't surprise me much.
Yes, there were some unusual circumstances around her death that we are trying to figure out for her parents.
All right, well, come on in. Let me put Fluffy here in the room. And she leaves the door open and says, come on, follow me inside.
I guess we're going in, too.
Yeah,
that was me. Did you guys come up the stairs?
I didn't.
I've been out there by the car. Slowly
Tex and the Russian just kind of went, oh, here we go.
Persuasion. That's what they say.
We are investigating. Open your door.
That's how it's done in Russia. And they either open the door or you shoot them.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they should always greet you with some vodka.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unless they want to build a gulag.
So she puts the yapper dog out on the porch and she comes back and gestures for you to sit and sits down in, you know, a comfortable chair. She seems kind of like, she looks like the kind that would normally be pretty made up. You know, one of those that meticulously curls her hair and does her makeup, but she seems kind of haggard and sleepless. What can I help you with? How can I help, rather?
Well, did you notice anything unusual with Allison?
Prior to her death, not after. Though if you noticed after, we would like to know too.
Excuse me?
You can ignore him. He's from Yugoslavia or some such. He's one of them communists. He's okay, though.
I am a special transfer investigator.
Okay.
He's just learned American, so he says some weird things sometimes.
Learning American.
Okay, she says. Let's see. Well, I guess, like I told the police, the only thing that seemed strange was that she had gone missing beforehand. She's never not come home at night.
How long had she gone missing for before that?
Well, I was actually gone out of town, so I only noticed 3 days. But Jared, our other roommate, said she had been gone for 2 days before that.
So 5 days she was gone.
Yeah.
That is a very long time.
Did she come back before she turned up dead?
She did.
Was she acting oddly?
I didn't see much of her. She just went up to bed.
Hmm. Do you mind if we see her room?
I suppose not.
I think I appreciate that.
Goes up to the room, and there's a tight little stairway, and then there's 3 doors upstairs. And
that's what she said.
Tight little doorway.
Opens the middle one. Opens the middle one and kind of steps aside. Her parents haven't really come down from Oregon. Yeah, from Oregon to come and get her things yet, so everything still as it has been.
Did a witch girl come with us? Is she in here?
I don't think she's...
No?
You're watching the Yapper Dog.
We're on our own.
Or where are you, then?
I'd probably still be at the car, like, what the fuck are they gonna do?
Well, I thought you said you started, like,
I thought,
yeah, I started walking toward the place, but you guys are
right, so the two completely incompetent guys are up there.
We're
with
super
people.
Competent in very specialized fields.
It's true.
Dude, that I could hide in this apartment and they would never see me.
Mm-hmm. So, how do you think they're gonna handle this,
I'm just waiting for the shooting to start.
Well, he's a paramedic, he's got his first aid kit ready.
Yeah.
Getting the paddles ready.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we see in her room?
It's just typical room. It's colored purple and green.
Like, this room is horrific.
Well, the walls are white, but the color scheme of everything.
This room is horrific.
Very, very tidy and everything seems to be pretty in place.
Winston, why do you love those blinds so much?
Because he's a cat.
He loves, like, sticking his ass in them.
They're slimming.
Yeah.
Really? You can just see how
fattening.
Yeah, because you can see the huge gap he makes.
Is it better than a muumuu?
Maybe his ass is hot, so he sticks it against the window.
Trapped all those female kitties out there.
Was she into anything, occult? Like, supernatural type?
Excuse me?
Does she have a bookcase?
Yeah.
I start looking over her books, looking for occult books, and they just tip me off.
It's mostly
Nicholas Sparks, and
I don't know who that is.
Twilight.
It's some author who writes kind of like the romantic,
there's a couple
stuff.
Of romance, there's some, old college, books she has taken, and,
maybe a journal?
Not on the bookshelf.
No.
We found a, witchy tap symbol on her body.
What?
I covertly go through her nightstands and such.
You find
like,
a
distract her.
Well, exactly. And, like, check between the mattresses and, like,
all you find is a bunch of sex toys.
Check.
I'm pretty sure she's thoroughly distracted.
Excuse me? Stats again real quick. So... Or this is a D4.
Are you making fun of me?
Yes, it's not a heart monitor.
I bet you win. Yeah, she's thoroughly distracted. She actually botched that. She's not paying attention.
Yeah, I'm essentially searching the room under her nose, like going under drawers and...
You've actually searched her person.
you do find the journal in between the mattresses.
Okay, I slip that into a pocket.
Easily done. Her books are like girl teeny bopper books with
Twilight,
yeah, shit like that, and then
I'm assuming
unicorn knickknacks and makeup everywhere.
No pictures of boyfriends or anything?
No pictures of boyfriends. One picture of family. for us.
Is there a picture of Edward, or is she Team Jacob?
No. There's a picture of her with an older man and a, older-looking boy than her. But
like a brother?
It looks more like a brother,
like a few years apart.
Like an older brother, yeah.
Did she have a boyfriend?
No, she was far too busy.
She's still willing to answer their questions?
What?
She's completely ignoring...
We did! It's actually true!
She's ignoring that and kind of...
Okay.
She's assuming she had some, like, earwax in her ear. And
Did she have a girlfriend?
Blink, blink.
Hollywood.
No, not to my knowledge.
He learned everything about America from movies. You know,
apparently.
Hollywood leftist movies, too. Never been seen Field of Dreams.
I have seen the Field of Dreams.
Field of what?
I have not seen it. They have not seen it.
I'm surrounded by leftists.
Anyway. By lefties, huh?
Hey, I'm ambidextrous.
Yes, you go both ways.
So what was she busy with, then?
Oh, she was trying to get into school. So she was getting that together.
What?
Chris, why is that hilarious? Nothing?
Furthering your education is hilarious.
she
if it makes you feel any better, it was culinary school.
Yeah.
Well, that and nursing are okay.
She had several singing classes that she took. She worked at a bar, so she was always working there to get money to save up.
What bar did she work at?
Sirens. It's a karaoke bar on 35th and 2nd.
Yeah, we'll send the B team to that.
Apparently we're gonna go and drink some karaoke, huh?
It's got to be.
I love karaoke.
Us and the Russian.
Back in the USSR.
Back in the USSR.
Well, I appreciate your time and your letting us look around.
You'll let me know if you find anything, right?
Yes, ma'am, we certainly will. Can I get you a phone number for future contact?
What, you don't have a card or anything?
I do not. Do you have your
private
card with
investigators,
you?
Huh?
They're gonna look at each other.
I am new. Did you bring your card from the car?
We prefer to travel, inconspicuous.
Inconspicuous?
I disappear while she's looking at that.
She writes down her number.
Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you.
Yeah, she turns around and I'm just gone.
Yeah.
One more thing. What was your involvement with the talent agent?
What talent agent?
No.
Horned one?
You are aware of how she died, yeah?
I've gotten several different confusing things from several different people. I know she killed herself.
Well, that's kind of what it looked like, but we have our doubts.
You know, to be honest with you, I can't imagine she would ever do that. I mean, I know they always say, you know, they're always so happy, but she was just generally... very sweet, very happy girl.
Suddenly not barking anymore.
You hear something?
Oh, bliss in silence.
Yeah.
I have no idea what could drive her over the edge like that. Especially to disappear beforehand. It's not like her.
That's
she killed
why
herself
needs a pet
in front of a
talent
agent
right?
office. You don't know anything about that?
No, she didn't mention anything to me, but I know she was looking.
Take the knife I could get.
She's been singing all her life.
Everything's
she's
a five
been trying
or nine.
To work her way into show business since she came here by herself. I mean, all her family's in Oregon.
Right. Well, y'all have a good day. I think we got everything we need here.
Thank you!
Okay.
We'll go off and investigate some stuff.
So it is probably past noon. Well,
my response is that actually worked. You just told her you're investigating, and she said okay, and let you
in. That's with civilians with no willpower.
That's my natural charm at work.
You have that?
I guess so.
You would know anything about that. Well, unless you're charming the menfolk with your rear end.
Yeah. You know, I'm starting to get the impression that's wishful thinking on your part.
I don't understand that they...
I wouldn't touch you with a foot-long pole.
He's a closeted homo.
And I've got one.
What is this homo?
A guy that does guy.
That's really disgusting.
You know when the penis goes into another guy's bum?
You really know how to
You mean recreation time.
Lily, it's behind you.
I look at you.
Oh, hey, Lily. Where have you been?
What you eyeballing, Red?
I'm not so much.
I am in Hollywood, after all.
So strip joints?
No.
You're right. Were you laughing at their size?
Wow.
No.
Corrupting ghosts.
12-year-old ghosts, nonetheless.
Who are you talking to?
Lily?
Oh, your ghost is back.
See, that's why I can't believe a word she says. She's a crazy witch. I'm talking to Satan all the time.
I'm not talking to Satan!
Lucifer.
I kind of like the name Lucifer, you know? It kind of has that ring to it. Lucifer.
I start loading salt shells in my shotgun.
Don't shoot her!
Don't worry, he can't see me anyway.
That's true.
They gotta do their naked tricks, the dance around.
I point at where you're looking. I point my gun at where you're looking.
At you?
So wait.
No, she was looking at Lily when she was talking to her.
But wait. Tell us what you found out.
Why? You didn't want to come in.
He shared his board information with you.
We found out that she disappeared for 7 days beforehand. I also found her diary during those things.
Oh. She also worked at some karaoke bar.
What's karaoke?
That's like a Japanese art form.
Yeah. Singing.
It's like karaoke.
Yeah. Oh, karaoke!
You need some English classes, buddy.
You speak American, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
That's the problem. English American. Yeah.
So I pop open the journal.
See lots about weight habits. She was concerned with her weight and has written down every meal she ever ate.
Whose car are we in?
She seems a little obsessed with herself.
So we're just sitting there in the parking lot reading her diary.
Well, I took my car too. Maybe we should start moving.
Yeah.
Well, where are you going to go?
I say we go to this bar.
Unless we want
to... It's noon.
Yeah, it's noon.
Yeah, we might want to go to the bar, you know, a bit later.
Unless we want to go investigate the house of the other chick whose address we have.
That's true.
Sure.
So you have my address.
Hey, witch, it's about time you start pulling your weight. Get yourself in there.
I'm an investigator.
Yes, I'm an investigator who's 16 years old and dropped out of high school.
You don't like that
you are?
The series.
You never told me that.
The high school investigator.
Oh, Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
I liked Veronica Mars. It was actually a really cool show.
I don't think I've seen it.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's actually where I saw it. Third season sucks, but the first two are good.
Was the third season during the writer's strike?
I don't know what year it was. So, Maya Chavez. So she is all the way across town, in LA traffic. It's gonna take you a while to get there.
Okay.
I will read the diary aloud.
Okay.
Skip to the end bits when it's good.
Any wet dreams?
Or find a fuck where she needs a sandwich. She needs a sandwich.
She speaks of some of her singing class teachers and how they're completely incompetent and she can't believe she's paying for this shit. And then,
Also, who keeps a diary on paper?
Girls.
Well, I'm sure she has a live journal too.
I'm sure she does. And towards the end, 5 days before her recorded date of death, it's completely fake. Funny how she was missing and yet her diary was still the same. I don't know what you hope to learn out of that diary. I mean, no, it's a good...
Maybe she met something, someone weird.
Yeah, I mean, maybe she was talking about someone in the days before her disappearance, or she felt weird, or...
I'm not sure I trust my new boyfriend. He keeps trying to carve symbols in the back of my neck.
Every time I turn around, he's got a knife. I don't get it.
He keeps saying, trust me, I'm a doctor.
You! It was huge!
Get out my fire axe.
Alrighty. So, unless you guys are going to chat up, we can make it to the other one. Probably about 3 or 4 o'clock. Lots of fucking traffic across town.
Okay.
Alright. Large shadows, where does she live?
Across town.
Okay. So she is actually in a studio apartment. Very crappy studio apartment. Very crappy studio apartment. Mid-floor. Place is extremely sketchy. You can basically see the rats running across the floor.
Right.
Stomp on a couple cockroaches.
Yeah.
Is everybody coming this time?
Yeah.
Sure.
I knock on the door.
It is not, nobody answers.
Does anybody know how to pick locks?
Nope.
I have that.
It's part of covert. I mean, you can make a roll. You just don't have a specialty in it.
Is it covert?
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Covert, yeah.
I thought you said it was something else last time. But that is 7.
Yeah. You touch the doorknob and it basically falls apart. She has very little belongings. She has a crappy, looks like a fold-out couch mattress.
A futon?
Not even a futon. A fold-out couch mattress. Like, oh, she stole it from a fold-out couch.
Oh, a mattress. Not a couch. Okay.
Mattress on the floor.
With some ratty sheets on it. She's got some clothes hung up. She doesn't even have a TV. I mean, she's bare living.
No computer.
Jesus.
No computer. There is a backpack or a book bag in the corner.
I rummage.
She was attending classes at the university nearby. University.
The same university? She wasn't attending.
She was
taking singing lessons.
Yeah, she was looking at attending. She never got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just gonna, I guess, look around the place.
You feel like you don't want to touch anything because it looks so gross. She is obviously completely different. There's trash all over the place. It smells really, really bad.
You
should have gotten a trash can.
Yeah, that was the least on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody even looked at you twice for picking the lock.
Richie girl, do you sense anything yet?
Just that this place stinks.
Yeah, I can tell. But the Russian can't.
Yeah.
No, he can't.
It just smells like Russia.
He says it smells fine to me. It smells clear.
You see some rummaging through the trash. If you guys do, you guys see some theater pamphlets or theater.
We'll leave that to
programs?
Our Russian
programs.
Friend.
Thank you. Theater programs from local little theaters.
Any musicals?
Oh, one or two.
Perhaps musicals that our other friend would have been in.
Her name's not in the program now.
Is there her cell phone in her book bag or anywhere around?
You do not see her cell phone.
Okay.
But actually, in the autopsy report, it was noted in her belongings.
Should we ask her neighbors or her landlord if she has come or gone?
Yeah, I'm not sure this is a close-knit community.
Yeah, this seems like
kind of a place where everybody just kind of...
Yes, but
her
super name, no.
Also, we probably should have done that before we broke in.
Nobody saw us.
No, they don't care.
They saw you. They don't care.
We are collecting on debts. They will respect
We're not picking their lock, so they're okay with
it. Yeah. There's a crabby old lady, like, eyeing you from her chain, like, going...
She would know. Let us ask her.
Yeah, the local busybody. I'm sure she's going to open up wide for a communist.
Well, yes. She would be happy to chat with us about it. Busybodies love to tattle.
I don't think this is really a busybody neighborhood. I think we need to go more
I go
suburbs.
Knock on the old woman's door. Oh. Come on. I need your manly
she, bottom. She's really short, so she opens it up and kind of looks at.
What do you want?
Push it forward.
Hello. We're reporters. We were...
My hand's on the phone. I'm going to dial 911. Beep.
We don't want any trouble. We're just
all right, step aside, homosexual. Let's face it, there's no point for euphemisms anymore. Let's cut to the chase. Ha, we're looking into the death across the way. I'm a good...
Beep! Hello, please.
That lady's kind of a bitch.
I'm just sighing and walking away.
Good job, homosex.
That don't even make sense.
Will you guys just have sex and get it over with? Yeah,
right. What the
tension is killing me.
Yeah, alright. Alright. Now, let's go to the bar.
Yeah, you think we should leave? Good job getting it to dial two numbers.
Yeah, that's right. Good job closing that deal, buddy. Let's go.
So...
Sorry.
Okay, so you have to go all the way across town again because she worked close to Cyrus. So to go all the way across, only traffic.
We should really plan this out.
So it's like, so you were there around 3:30, I'd say. So it's about 6. It's about dinner time. By the time you make it into the correct area.
So what time?
Around 6.
Alright, well, we can eat at the Croak Bar.
Around karaoke time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Winston.
Oh. You're
saying,
hey.
It's my Winston.
So, what I suggest as I eat french fries?
Chicken fingers.
And somebody belts out,
there's got to be a morning after.
No, it's raining men.
Ah, yeah. You'll like that song.
Horrible, horrible half-drunk people are singing terrible songs.
I say we should abduct this agent and interrogate him in the middle of the night.
You see, people don't take abductions very well here.
Yes, that's why you don't get caught.
Yeah, I know where you're from. Everybody's getting shipped off to the goulash left
and
right.
There is nothing wrong with where I am from. Would you lay off?
Someone needs their vodka.
Bat is coming out onto the table.
In the middle of the karaoke bar.
Desert Eagle.
In the middle of the karaoke bar.
Everyone just kind of looks.
Oh, hey, look. Anger issues, D4.
Hey, look. Anger issues, D4.
So, you think we should just get another table?
I am so tired of you dissing on Mother Russia.
If it's so great, why did you come here?
Because I am on mission.
Oh, so you're not even smart enough to come to America on your own. You're,
Perhaps if you had ever left your country, you would see how the rest of the world lives and would not be so keen on your own.
Is everyone quiet now?
There's a couple people looking your way. Like, mid-drink, kind of like, almost don't want to look at you.
I've seen the world. I ain't much interested.
But you've seen the world through your TV.
Something wrong with TV? You seem to be quite fond of movies. What you can pirate over there.
Yes.
Robbing from Americans, huh?
Pirating because we cannot get it because the Americans will not send it to us because we are such a bad nation.
You don't have money to buy shit. You're all trading in oxen and turnips.
Yes. Well, perhaps if you had had 50 million of your people die in the war, you would know what it is like.
Back to the war.
Yeah, it would have been 100 million if Americans weren't there to bail your asses out.
I am done speaking with this man. Before I shoot him, he must leave.
I ain't going nowhere.
I think you actually must leave.
I get up and go to the bar.
I'm actually thinking, roll your willpower, and then I will minus a d4 for each of you, for your complication.
3! 6. I'm getting my ass shot, aren't I?
You explode in anger, actually. You seem to be able to keep your cool. But you get fucking pissed.
You're taking a bat upside the head.
I am also going to go to the bar.
Gonna be 50 million in one now, asshole.
Alright, so, you have 3 options. You can block, you can just use your innate defense, or you can dodge. We worked on combat. So if you use dodge or block, you can add to your innate defense, which is just your agility. But your next round, you only get 1 action instead of 2.
Okay.
And you get a minus 1 die step.
Yeah.
So you're using part of your next action to block actions. Or dodge.
Yeah.
Okay.
So...
innate defense does not do those things.
Yeah, innate defense is just an agility check to see if you happen to get out of the way.
Right. And what bonuses do you get with block or dodge?
Dodge is a skill, so you use that, I think.
Dodge is agility and athletics. And if you have dodge,
athletics slash dodge.
Okay.
And block is agility and melee weapons, if you're using melee weapon or unarmed combat.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna pretend I don't know them and, you know.
Yeah, that's kinda what I'm doing too.
Eat my chicken fingers at the bar.
I'm sure we'll be thrown out soon.
Get another root beer.
They'll be thrown out and then we'll hear a loud retort from outside and he'll walk back in. So, am I rolling my attack then?
You are rolling your attack, so you're rolling
how do you want to defend?
Melee plus your strength.
So what are the actions what can you do in a combat round? I don't know what I would do.
You can move up to 15 feet for just walking, just for your move action, or you can run for a full action. You can grapple, you can cover, you can use an improvised weapon, you can feint, you can aim, you can call shots.
So I wouldn't be losing an attack to dodge?
Well, what it is, you can do one thing with no penalty during a round. You can do 2 things with a penalty to your second action.
Okay. I am just going to use my natural agility then.
Okay.
I don't recommend that, but...
yeah, he's got a lot of dice. He's gonna whack you upside the head.
Nice! 1!
Ha! You can think you can't botch innate defense.
7. So you beat that by 6.
Yep. So that is actually an extraordinary success. I don't know how that actually...
So do you think they're gonna kill each other?
Yeah, extraordinary success is doing damage. Okay.
Basic, yeah.
She's just knocking him out. Well, basic does equal stun and wound, I think. So
yeah, that's just the type of damage it is. Right. But you got an extraordinary success because you beat his roll by 5.
Yes.
So it says the victim breaks a limb, which is useless until treated, or is blinded, deafened, or under some similar condition. With a bat, breaking limb sounds right.
Break an arm
or unconscious. Yeah, concussion maybe. I don't know.
Up to the DM.
Well, good thing you're in the empty.
Yeah. Does it do extra damage?
No, see, stun is where they fall unconscious.
Okay.
So, basic has more to do. I think you break a limb.
Okay. So...
you broke your arm. He just goes, wah!
So, I think it would do 6 damage because that's what I exceeded it by.
So,
and then
3 stun, 3.
And then the bat does another d6. Does the extraordinary add anything? Or just the...
your strength's already rolled in.
So it doesn't...
Yeah, the weapon damage is strictly.
He's pull out a guy and shoot.
So you did 3 stun, 3 wound, basic.
Yeah.
And then was your
the
bat's
basic.
Is it basic? Okay.
Yeah.
So another 3 stun and 2 wound.
So I don't even know. I mean, I see how.
Yeah. How many life points do you have?
It's written.
Yeah, I have 14 life points.
So you can get 14 stun damage, puts you unconscious, 14 wound damage kills you. And it favors stun so that you get stun, or you get unconscious first. And the manager comes running out.
I'm about to get my ass shot, so.
It's a karaoke bar. I don't think,
he's got a gun on the table.
Yeah.
I just broke his arm.
Alright.
So people are calling 911 and screaming.
I, take out my gun in my good hand and I shoot him. Anger issues.
Yeah.
Anger issues.
We've got them.
Alright, who's rolling a new character? Okay, so, which gun did you use?
I have a pistol on the table.
So you can still dodge.
Yeah, you can dodge. You can't block a bullet.
Awesome. Well, I have dodge.
Okay.
So it's agility and dodge.
Agility and skill.
Wait, do I take a penalty because it's my second action?
It's your next turn, not
this
turn.
Okay.
10.
3.
Hey, that's an extraordinary
success. Would that be an extraordinary success?
Ow, my organs!
And bullets are wound, right?
I'm sure. You tell me, I'm sure.
It should be a letter after the damage.
Wound, but I don't know.
D8 wound.
Alright. You're bleeding, sir.
Okay.
How does that work?
Yep. So, you got shot in a pretty vital area. I'm going to say somewhere around the chest. You can, also, you can use points to negate damage. Just to let you know.
So do I need to roll my D8?
Yes, roll your D8.
So that's 4.
So.
You exceeded by how much?
The first damage was how much?
So I got 10 on my first roll.
So 5 and 5. So 5 stun, 5 wounds.
Well, no, it's minus. It's or minus threshold. The 3. You got 3,
yeah.
So 7. That?
Yeah.
Almost 10.
So 4 stun and 3 wounds?
Yep, 4 stun, 3 wounds, and then you got what, 8?
4.
And then 2, or 4 wounds. And people are screaming and running. And, yeah, the sirens are.
I'm kind of paralyzed with this fear.
Actually, well, you're not technically in the combat.
Yeah, but
I guess you are now because there's actually a gun and it could possibly go off in your area.
So what is
roll
the,
a D4.
What does the bleeding actually do for me?
I'm looking at that. It's like a D2 every round or something like that.
Fantastic. Thank
2!
D2 basic damage.
Somebody call
every
a paramedic.
Turn, every turn you perform a strenuous activity. If you lay still and moans, he takes his damage every 10 minutes instead of every... use the first aid skill to stop the bleeding.
Well, my next action is going to be to put away my gun and drag him outside until you come help.
Unless you just keep going.
You just shot me! Yes.
Ow! Whack!
Yeah, I got 2 rounds.
Yeah, you're 2 rounds. You're like, oh god, they're fighting!
Yes, I'm just sort of like...
Mommy and Daddy are fighting.
Daddy and Daddy are fighting.
Yes.
Sugar Two of daddy. My sugar daddies are fighting! No!
Luckily, you have a backup.
And they stick me in the well!
What does split-second timing do again?
You get reaction bonus to your initiative. So if we want to roll, I guess, yeah, we forgot to roll initiative.
Yeah. Well, I think he wasn't planning on attacking me. I just whacked him with a bat.
So he reacted to that.
Well, no, that's actually how combat goes. The person who says, I do this first, goes first.
Yeah, your trait die is added to initiative rolls and any reaction that depends on reaction.
Yeah, I'm just sort of like, oh god, there are gunshots.
So
oh god.
single gunshot.
D6 split timing?
Yeah.
So you can fucking move when you need to.
Alright, so how do I roll my initiative?
It's when you drive that to be stunned.
Yeah.
It's agility and alertness, I believe.
Okay. Nice. 15.
10.
11, 14.
So...
We actually have the same roll, John.
Your average is slightly
higher. I got 10.
You got 10. Is Luke? And then Alex? And 15. Then, what did you actually roll for your initiative?
Me? I haven't yet.
Okay, so roll initiative.
I got 9.
So 9. The hell is your name again?
Abigail.
Abby.
That's why I keep calling her witch girl.
Abby, and then two rounds.
I have no idea.
Abby, 2 for
Alexander.
The...
Alexander.
Yeah, 2 rounds.
In fact, I don't learn any names. So.
I can still do defensive, but I can't do anything.
Yeah. You're kind of doing this.
Oh, come on.
Alright. That would actually make it.
We're gonna make some new ghosts.
As people are screaming and running and...
Grab Tex by his jacket and start dragging him outside.
I'm sure there are some that are just like, oh god.
I'm gonna be the bleeding one. I'm good at making the gunshot wounds, not so much at patching them.
I'll go get my things.
And I drag you out to your truck and put you in the back. Abigail, which girl? I need you to drive his truck.
She's at the bar.
I am
paralyzed
at the bar.
I am just trembling.
If you do not come out now, we are leaving you. We are leaving now.
I am trembling at the bar. I cannot move.
She is not driving Lucy. And this ain't over.
Swing.
When I get my axe, he's dragging me around just over the shoulder. Break your other arm.
You're driving his truck. Abby, into the car.
I am just trembling at the bar.
Well, it hasn't been 2 rounds yet.
Are you done talking? You're doing your action.
I mean, my action was dragging him out.
Luke? What the? Are you gonna do anything?
He got a 14.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Winston, were you a douchebag?
I run outside and get my kit, I guess.
Okay. So you're getting everything ready, basically, to put him in the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm hitting it with my bat!
You are prone. There is a negative.
Well, he's in basically a grapple, isn't he?
No.
He's being dragged out.
Well, I mean, I guess I would have needed to make a grapple check if he's resisting.
Yeah, as far as I understood, you're not resisting.
I'm going with you. That doesn't mean I'm not going to hit you again.
fighting prone. Minus two attribute stat.
Okay.
So, minus 2 dice.
My strength becomes a D6, then.
Yep. Damn hard to get in the right position. So, and roll it.
Okay, and then I got
and
a
also
minus
you take 2 bleed damage, if you, or a D2.
Okay. High, low, minus
2.
Is it both wounds when I bleed?
That's a good question.
What do you want with me?
He wants some dinner.
Why are you yawning?
Because he's a douche.
You just have an answer for everything, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Most of the Bob's douche.
No comment.
Yeah, but I just had it.
So what are you going to do when he knocks me out?
I don't know.
Throw his bolt in the back of that truck. And leave.
Basic. So one of each.
One of each. Okay.
And
I am minus 1 die step because I dodged, right?
Yep. So minus 3 steps.
Well, that's 12.
12.
Do you remember anything about ties? Did I have to beat it? I think you have to beat
Well,
it.
Since it subtracts his defense, I would
Yeah,
gonna,
it negates it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you hit him, but he's just like, meh.
Wait.
I think you have to beat it in order for it to actually do damage.
Yeah, because the one way it subtracts and you go by how much over the attack is.
Right. That makes sense.
So my attack would effectively be 0.
So you connect, it just... There's not the strength behind it that it used to.
If you would quit that, I am trying to get us out of here.
How much damage have you guys taken? Because after a while, you get negative modifiers to your to anything you do.
6 stun and 5 wound.
I have 5 stun and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 wound. You shot me, you son of a bitch!
You hit me with your bat!
So at half your life points, rounded down in wounds, you suffer -2 attribute to all actions.
Okay, well I'm at that. So
-2 attribute set.
Hold still before you bleed out on the floor. I'm getting you out of here.
Well, bring me around to the front of the truck.
You cannot drive.
Oh, like hell I can't!
Do you have any morphine?
No.
You have painkillers.
Morphine, I have like...
You have painkillers, though.
For personal use?
Yeah.
Like Vicodin.
Yeah, probably Vicodin. Actually, just
And me and Theo start loading you in the back of the truck.
I'm driving!
Yeah, I deal with stuff like this all the time, don't worry.
And actually, painkillers.
Yeah, you can't drive right now. You'll bleed all over your interior. We have to lay something under you.
Put a tarp down or something, but I'm driving.
Come on, Theo, we need to get out before the police arrive.
Yeah, okay. Why is that? Oh, so never mind. Hang on.
Do you want to give him some of your painkillers? It will negate,
Well, the idea is to get him to stop struggling against us.
Vicodin might do that.
Temporarily leave the penalties, by wounds.
So I would stop taking the -2 step. And I'm driving.
Still be bleeding if you're driving, though. That's a strenuous activity when you're shot. You'd still be a D2 every round.
That's probably bad, then.
Yeah.
You hold him down. Abby, tonight.
It's been 2 rounds.
I will go.
And the police are skidding around the corner.
That's really
sad. Someone got his keys?
It's possible that there was a patrol nearby, though.
I grab his keys out of his pocket.
Okay.
I turn on the car and try gunning it.
Wait, do you have your license?
No!
How do you work a clutch?
I get in my car and I go behind him.
Alright.
You're probably not going very fast.
Stall, grind.
Go.
Just lying there might be a strenuous
action.
Right.
I hope I bleed.
Wow, we're so good at this.
Yep.
In my defense, I'm 16 and don't have my license yet.
Move over! Get out of the way! Pop in front from the back.
You could break the window and
I'm
hop.
Driving!
You've only told me that there is one once before.
It's been there the whole time.
Yes, but it was only like 2 weeks ago you told me for the first time.
Well, I didn't notice last week that you didn't. You put them in the trash until you were gone, so. You have Jabba the Cat.
I do.
Alright, so. You guys are out of there. Where are you going? Hotel room? You gonna drag him up a shaft?
I'm following them.
Abby, where are you taking them?
No, Theo, took the wheel from her.
Oh, okay.
Because she can't drive.
Yeah. I'm like,
Okay, so where are you taking her?
I'm killing him.
The fucking medical center, that's where.
Don't they have to report gunshot
wounds? Yes, they do.
Yeah.
You're already a wanted man, what's more?
Yes. I will identify you.
It was that guy right there.
I even know his hotel number.
Yeah.
And then they'll find little girl clothes, teenage girl clothes hanging around
them. Yes.
And it'll be amazingly similar to the script from the dude who assaulted the guard.
Yep.
Well, I can finally tell them, yeah, it was the same guy.
Yeah.
People will conveniently forget that you hit him with a baseball bat first.
Yeah. Not the way I tell it.
Yeah.
He came at me with wild eyes.
He's coming right for us.
Yeah.
So where are we going, Theo?
I mean, you can try looking.
Are the cops, are they following us?
No, they're running into the police right now.
Okay, so we're just going to go a few blocks away and into an alley, and I'm going to work on Theo.
Going to do an alley abortion.
Working on Theo? Right there in front
Come right here. Next to Abby.
Come here, little, yeah. little Theo.
Come here, Abby. I need some help. I need to prep myself for this surgery.
Oh, am I going to be your nurse?
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Put this on.
Yeah.
So you have a first aid kit.
Mm-hmm.
Not an ambulance, unfortunately.
I have a first aid kit plus, like, a step above.
Yeah. Mm.
Are you digesting there, Chris?
I'm tired of the kitchen chair.
First aid condition.
My back starts to hurt if I sit in a chair like that too long.
I'm gonna say your superior supplies, so you get a plus one skill, so plus one of your skills.
Plus one step?
Yeah. Okay.
Alright.
So, oh, sorry, it's alertness plus medical first aid.
Not intelligence?
Not intelligence. It's alertness, it says very specifically.
Wow, 2d4 is nothing.
Yeah.
Whoop to do.
10. On my first roll.
Very close. You have any plot points to spend?
Yeah, one.
Alright. So, you have hit your threshold. He is no longer bleeding.
Oh, I still have a freaking broken arm.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Good thing I drive a automatic.
Yeah.
Well, it's working. You can stop any bleeding or additional trouble, and if successful, the time between the hunter's endurance rolls to stay alive increases.
Well, you could just go, you're a wanted man. You can't just go to the...
So you're basically stabilized. You're not gonna improve. You still have a bullet fucking in you, but you're stabilized.
Ow. You have anything for the pain, Doc?
No.
Well, zip.
Actually, what's your addiction, modifier, your addiction roll?
It is D6.
I think I'll have to make you make a D6 roll higher.
Willpower?
Well, but it's an addiction, so.
D5.
So, yeah, you're able to part with some.
Yeah, take one of these.
One? I'm not gonna do much for his
take
body
a quarter
weight.
Of these. Take a quarter of this.
Yeah,
Vicodin is shit, man.
Oh, really? I've never...
Well, in actual surgical painkillers.
I have Vicodin in our...
Yeah, Vicodin.
I don't even remember why I have Vicodin. Why do I have Vicodin?
If you're taking a recreational, if you have a surgery or something, you get a lot stronger.
Yeah. Okay, two.
Okay.
Now go set your arm, I guess.
Yeah, I can only say. Could you take 10 of this? I do not think that this
do it.
Is that the Russian? Is he over there?
No, he's not.
Tell him to come here.
I got
something for him.
Is that what you tell all the boys?
Yeah, I think it's
oh, that's it!
Now that you're not bleeding on him.
You ignore the penalties for one damage for the next 6 hours.
You need to rest.
I'm hopping down from the back of the
truck
because the Russian just called me.
You're not bleeding anymore. You can do strenuous activities now.
I will shoot you again.
Oh, we're gonna... Hold on. Let me get my truck.
Run him over.
Well, reach under the fucking seat of my truck and pull out my sawed-off shotgun. Now, this is a bit more fair.
I spread my hands and step back.
Yeah, I am, like, getting away from the truck.
Roll the D4.
Oh,
you combat paralysis.
You're combat paralysis.
Three.
So three more rounds, you go...
I just steady my gun.
I, like, back into the truck.
Like, no.
Yeah, on her shoulder.
Not again.
Sorry, can you repeat what you just said?
I said that I will shoot you if you continue coming after me.
Don't shoot me!
I say
you'll
be armed.
Yeah,
as I raise my pistol.
You asked if that's what I tell all the boys.
Yes.
Are you...
It was there to break the tension, you redneck eek.
Are you still in the car? Are you still in your truck?
No, he hopped out.
I just hopped out.
Yeah, he went into the cab and got his shotgun.
Yes. So you're in an abandoned alleyway with two guys with guns pointed at each other.
I'm way the fuck out of the way.
I am just trembling. Oh god, oh god.
You're back to me.
Well, I don't think it worked.
I think you are overreacting.
Lily says, someone should tell him that people are dying.
You started this fight.
Yeah, one of the two of us.
Yeah!
I started this fight! You hit me with your bat!
Lily's taking bets.
Well, you got my anger up.
Looking at your teeth.
Yeah. What'd you say?
You got my anger up. You were trying to provoke me.
I did not provoke you. I didn't remember what I said.
You too!
For the love of God!
You too! Why don't you both just have sex and get it over with?
You calling me a homo too?
Points the gun at you.
Yeah, no, I'm calling you bisexual.
Just blow her away.
Now I want an apology, because you shot me.
Why are we getting pop?
You guys are playing your cop, your complications to a fault. You guys are fucking shooting each other because of your anger issues.
If you will apologize to me and admit that I have seen Fields of Dreams and liked it, I will put away my gun if you put yours away.
Did you see Waterworld?
I do not like the Kevin Costner.
Well, who do you think's in Field of Dreams, asshole?
Well, I liked him in that one.
Fucking Russians. And Waterworld was shit.
Well, that's what I just said.
Now apologize for shooting me.
I am sorry that I shot you in return for breaking my arm.
Which is still broken and hanging here. Ow, I'm just kidding.
I might be crying a little bit right now.
Well, I'm sorry that I hit a home run on your arm.
This would best be. Theo, could you fix my arm now?
If you both put down your guns.
All of them.
Kind of like go, yeah. Ah! As I bolster it under the broken arm.
Luke, I put my gun back under the front seat of my car.
I thought it was in the back window.
Yeah, right. But someone would probably steal it in this fucking place. Yeah. I go set your arm.
Okay. I go and change my panties.
13.
Okay. You set his arm just fine. You are...
clean off with my water bottle.
You, sir, are stable and supported on your arm with a makeshift splint that you made.
Oh, good.
Using the shotgun barrel. It's the only thing you can find around.
And now you'll just go like this to shoot people.
Strong bow.
God, that one hurts so bad.
Ow, it's hot.
Oh, it's hot and dope.
The jerking around
the arm. Hey, Red.
What is?
Oh god, oh
you
god.
You wanna go get wasted?
Yes. Yes, I do. Very much.
I think we should pick a different bar, though.
The cops weren't there, it'd be free booze.
I liked that bar.
There were cops there.
We should probably get another karaoke bar, then.
We're gonna try and go back there to get, information. They're gonna be like, you look familiar. But they better have some Tim McGraw.
I don't even know how he would know.
What kind of alcohol is that?
Alright, so we go to a different bar.
Okay, you can find another karaoke bar.
I think I put a coat on over my bloodstained shirt.
You're still wounded.
Well, he's bandaged up.
But yeah, I'm not,
you're not bleeding
through anymore.
Not
until you thin your blood a bunch.
Yeah.
Time to dull the pain.
Yeah, I changed my panties and washed up a little bit.
I will actually let one of your contact, or if you want to make a contact check to see if there is a local underground doctor for you guys.
I was going to get to that.
Yes.
I was actually going to ask John if he knew one, then use my contacts.
I don't have any contacts.
You don't have contacts. He could get you to the real doctors.
Right.
The licensed, you know.
Ask way too many questions,
yeah.
Doctor.
Well, the broken arm, they probably wouldn't ask too many questions about.
I fell.
Yeah, you can easily just say
I fell.
I ran into the door.
And what I'll just stand there like cracking my
Awesome.
Alright, so you are drinking at a bar. You have a hole in your chest and you have a broken arm.
Sounds like a good day's work.
I think once we can't feel anymore, we should probably go take a nap.
Yes. Once you're completely numb, it's okay to fall asleep.
I call up my contacts to find a location of a, you know, doctor who takes cash and doesn't ask questions.
You find one. He is normally a plastic surgeon, but he does stuff on the side.
And I give the OB.
And he's gonna ask you if you want a nose job while he's, you know, working on your arm.
I give the OB information and drink myself into a stupor.
While he's in there, he can give you a fantastic pair of tits.
No, you would like that too much.
So Theo, apparently it's up to you to get them to the shady doctor.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna get blackout drunk, so.
Don't worry, they're already under anesthesia.
Yeah. Alright.
So why do we travel with these two?
Once we actually need something hurt, we'll be fantastic.
Other than each other.
Once we can direct the anger issues outwards.
Either that or, you know, beat each other senseless and realize that you guys are evenly matched. And we'll just kill each other rather than one actually winning.
Yeah, we're working on that.
Yes.
We're in the experimentation phase. Maybe if I get the jump on him next time.
You did get the jump on me.
Kind of.
Yeah, you'll be asleep in this scenario.
Yeah, right. Cold shot head.
Crunch. Okay. So.
All right. Go to the doctor.
You're still going to be in a cast, I hope you realize.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I know.
Can't just surgically remove your arm and put a new one or something.
Well, you know, if we were playing Eclipse Phase.
Yeah, right.
You just have a whole new body.
I just go get a new body.
I'm kind of tired. I think I'll transfer my mind into a cloak.
Yeah. There's no way. Yeah.
No mental fatigue for me.
What does that remind me of? There was that one movie we saw where they had the avatars that...
The Bruce Willis one?
Yeah.
Oh, Surrogate.
Surrogate.
I haven't seen that one yet.
That was actually not bad.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. It was actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It pleased me.
That just sounds so wrong.
It pleased me.
Yeah. That hole in the middle of the DVDs.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah? That's what I hear about you, John.
Alright, so, you spend the rest of your night in an underground... You spend the rest of your night...
You learned that from personal experience, Nick.
Yes, DM?
I don't know, do you guys actually want to play? I mean...
I'm listening to you.
You spend the rest of your night in an underground, shady hospital... Warehouse, really. getting patched up.
Nothing at
all. I talk to all the ghosts and the people I didn't
cash because I didn't get any before.
I will run and get cash.
Do you have like 10 grand in your bank account?
I have wealthy a bunch.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm the only one that doesn't have
wealth. You're a trust fund baby.
No, and he worked in.
Yeah.
Well, the 25-year-old EMT, you haven't earned any money yet.
You're still paying off school. Alright, so you two are out. Are you guys going to do anything?
No, the only other thing to do would be to go to that bar.
No, there's plenty else to do.
You know, more PvP has happened in gaming with you guys.
Then I've had it all the rest of my days combined.
I'm gonna go to the agency building and just sort of walk around and, like, see if there's anything odd.
You get possessed and kill yourself.
I actually...
She can't be possessed.
Yeah, I actually can't be possessed, so...
There you go.
She's also too young.
Yeah. And not blonde enough.
We can change that.
Apparently they're not real blondes.
You're not. I can see in the picture. I don't understand why that's so controversial.
Well, most blondes aren't real blondes. They're British blonde because...
Maybe it's natural. Maybe it's Maybelline.
No, what about maybe she's born with it.
No, it's Clairol.
Okay.
So they've stepped up security. So it's A, the suicides, and B, the break-in.
Well, I'm just sort of like walking by the building, like just seeing if there's anything up.
So
they're up to two old, about to retire security guards.
With a kitten in their trunk.
Lydia,
a
kitten.
God, we're dying of liver failure!
We need to go to the vet for dialysis! Our little kitty iron lungs need to be pranked.
Terrible. So you actually, like, you're peeking in a first floor window and you put your hand on frame and you get a, like, your vision just completely changes and you see what you saw in the dream before. It looks like coming from, like, security camera view. It's even kind of almost black and white, and it's kind of fuzzy.
Raining.
Yeah, and you see the last victim. Maya. You see her walking up, and you see the same thing you did.
Slitting the wrists.
Sitting down. Kind of just laying her head back, and then right before her last breath, you see the bright. Yeah. And then right after that, something that's different, you don't know which one of the girls it is, but you know it's one of the girls, because you can only see, like, the back of the head. And you see a glove push the hair forward and carve the symbol into her neck. And it's not bleeding, which is strange. But they're wearing gloves, so you can't tell.
Black gloves.
Yeah. Like leather gloves.
Okay, so let's go to the S&M shop.
And that was not likely to be cute. Did you make
it? Yep.
Aww, it's better than one.
So it is almost 10. How far do we want to go tonight? Anybody working in the morning?
Nope. I work at noon. Do you want to go? Am I tired?
Not too much later.
Okay. Well, it's the end of day one. Unless you guys are doing something, it's kind of a good spot.
Yeah. All right.
I didn't expect you to shoot each other.
Well, we should die.
Told you we were going in a different direction with our investigation.
Only one shot. Hey, I got some more information.
Okay. Time to go to off.
All right. Bye.
Good night.